Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
From KUNC and the NPR Network, this is In the NoCo, your daily slice of Northern Colorado news and happenings. It's Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Erin O'Toole. Northern Colorado's unique weather patterns can be a challenge for backyard gardeners. The climate is dry. The growing season is hot and short. Hail is an ever-present threat. And of course, we're no stranger to wind events. But there's new research out of Colorado State University that can help gardeners choose crop varieties that thrive in those conditions, or at the very least, stay alive a little bit longer. KUNC reporter Ray Solomon spoke to the researchers, and she's here now, just in time for early spring garden planning, with some intel on the best tomatoes and peppers to grow here. Ray, thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Erin.
All right, so the best tomatoes and peppers to grow in northern Colorado, that is quite the superlative. Can we dig into that a bit? What exactly makes for the best crops here?
Yes, the researchers, of course, were very specific about what they mean by best. They broke it down into three criteria. They were looking for early maturity, yield, and flavor. So early maturity, that's looking for varieties that are going to give you an early fruit. That's measured from when you put the seed in the ground to when you can harvest that fully mature, ripened fruit. And that's really important in northern Colorado because you want to get something that's going to get you a harvest in that shortened growing window that we have here. Mm. High yield, of course, that is how much fruit the plant is going to produce. And they were looking for the plants that produce the most fruit, the highest weight in our particular climate. And then, of course, flavor. Now, that is subjective. Flavor is always subjective. But the researchers convened a panel of taste testers who got to sit around and try these fruits. And they came to a consensus on what which varieties gave the best flavor.
Tough job there. I like it.
I know. I thought that sounded like the most fun part of the research. Of course, the plants that were able to bounce back the quickest from hail damage, those are also ones that did best in this study. Or, as CSU Extension Professor of Horticulture Allison O'Connor told me,
we want to make sure that people who are investing time and energy into growing plants do get harvested fruit.
And you know, Erin, of course, lots of varieties will grow just fine here in northern Colorado. You know, you'll get fruit from them, but they just might be a little bit riskier, or they might not give you the best return on that gardening investment.
Ray, can you tell us a little bit about what the research looked like?
Yes. So I'm going to bounce to CSU Master Gardener and retired seed breeder John Weiss, who coordinated the trials and said it best.
You can read seed catalogs all you want, but the key to any of this is to really trial them out, compare varieties to varieties, and see what does well here.
And the researchers did just that. They trialed out 15 tomato varieties and another 15 kinds of sweet peppers. They planted these in experimental garden beds at a CSU site in northeast Fort Collins. This was an area that was very exposed to wind and harsh weather, so really putting those plants through their paces. And the experiment stretched over multiple growing seasons, so, you know, the researchers know it wasn't just a fluke in the weather one year. And they collected the data for 5 years, and they can now definitively point to the best performing strains of tomatoes and peppers for northern Colorado.
I feel like we need a drum roll at this point. What are those best performing strains? Let's start with the tomatoes.
I'll take that drum roll. The researchers identified two standouts when it came to the tomatoes. The first one is called New Girl. Write that down, New Girl. It's a medium-sized red tomato. And John Weiss said it just blew away the competition.
It was the earliest, the best tasting, and one of the highest yielding tomatoes in the trial.
Now, New Girl is an indeterminate variety. That means that it takes up a little bit more space. It needs stakes. It needs to be pruned. So it's good for gardeners that have a nice, roomy backyard garden to work with. But then, if you don't, the researchers have a solution for you. The second variety they pointed out is the hybrid patio choice yellow. That's a mouthful. That is a yellow cherry tomato. The plant is a little bit more compact. It can fit in a container. So it's great if you're gardening on, say, an apartment balcony or you've got a small patio space. The hybrid patio choice yellow is going to be the tomato for you.
Excellent. Well, what about the peppers?
Yes, there are two types of red bell peppers that rose to the top here. The first one is called Ace, and that was the one that just matured the earliest, far earlier than any of the other varieties. And then a second type called Olympus gave the biggest yield. And the researchers also pointed to a third variety. This is a lunchbox pepper. If you're not familiar with that, it's like the small peppers that you can just pop in your mouth like a snack. And John Weiss highlighted a variety of those called Just Sweet.
It's a kind of an orange color, a lot of fruit, great flavor.
And Aaron, all of those peppers are sort of more compact plants, so they'll be good for gardeners with limited space.
So are these varieties widely available? I mean, I think now that we know the best tomatoes and peppers to grow here, we all want to get our hands on them. So how available are they?
Well, they're all widely available from seed catalogs. So if you're one of those brave souls that starts all of your tomatoes and peppers from seeds inside early in the spring and then transplant them, you're in luck. You're not going to have any trouble finding them from a seed catalog. But when it comes to people like me who usually start with transplants that I buy at the nursery, it's going to be a little bit harder. Now, the pepper varieties, they're fairly common, but when it comes to the tomatoes, some of them are not, they haven't really been widely available as transplants. And the CSU researchers are hoping that their work can change that. They're hoping that Northern Colorado gardeners who might hear this report on the radio or see it on the web will create the demand. They'll go to their local nurseries and ask for these varieties and create demand so that they'll become more widely available and then more Northern Colorado gardeners can enjoy an intensely satisfying harvest.
I mean, I'm already daydreaming about salsa and pasta sauce.
Gazpacho.
Yes. Okay, so Ray, last question here. Are the master gardeners going to be testing out anything else in the near future now that we have settled the tomatoes and peppers?
Of course, they are not resting on their laurels. This season, they're planning to test out winter squash varieties, which are some of my favorite crops to grow in my backyard.
Oh, yes.
And they're also looking at cut flowers, specifically zinnias and snapdragons, looking at the ones that are going to be best for Northern Colorado, of course. And they're hoping that their work will inspire other Master Gardener programs to work on similar programs and do similar trials to develop results that will work in other regions as well.
All right. Just in time for spring planting season, Ray Solomon, thank you so much for joining me today.
Anytime.
And hey, if you didn't have a chance to jot down the names of those trial winners, don't worry. We'll have links to the research and the results in our show notes and at KUNC.org. Do you have a gardening question? Share it with us, and we may be able to find some answers. Send a text or leave a voicemail at 970-614-5323. Tell us your name and the city you're in and any other relevant details, and we can put your question to the experts. That's 970-614-5323, or email us at noco@kunc.org. That's it for us today here on In the NoCo. We'll be back tomorrow with more of what's happening in Northern Colorado. Our producer is Ariel Lavery. I'm Erin O'Toole. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk soon.